Hey, fuckers. I'm back. This is the second half of that gloomy podcast from a few minutes ago. Let's get into it.
Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
Everything I try to talk about on this podcast is some type of anxiety for somebody or myself. Obviously, it's my anxiety show. But we're also trying to take a lighter look at anxieties. And I think most of us have been a little overwhelmed with COVID and the state of our own personal countries and the cities we live in, which, depending on where you are and what's going on in your own space, your region, your country, your city. And like I said in the earlier podcast today, this doesn't add up, and there's something we're not being told, and it's frustrating. So yesterday was Saturday. I had a few things to do, a few errands to run in the morning, and then I came home and didn't do a lot. Kind of did the YouTube thing. You know, we've spent so much time at home over the last 6 months, most of us, that we've pretty much cleared the board on the shows that we want to watch on our streaming services. Or at least I have. So I've been watching a lot more YouTube. Now there's some content creators on YouTube that I follow regularly and I have for a number of years. But every once in a while something pops up. Whatever the algorithm is, it says, hey, dumbass, watch this. And, well, I'm a dumbass, so I watch some things. This is going to tie in to the earlier episode, but I got to kind of lead into this for a little bit. The man's name is Alex Collier. Now, I've never heard of this man before, but, I mean, we've heard of people like Graham Hancock and other individuals like that that talk about, you know, psychedelics and the creation of our universe and what we haven't been told. So I thought, you know what? It seems interesting. Some of it's written in Russian, so I can't read it. But it's Alex Collier, Earth and Our Galaxy, True History. Well, you know what? I like to get a different perspective on everything. And I don't know how much I've talked about this in previous podcasts about flat Earth. And that's a whole different conversation. And how I started watching things on flat Earth. And maybe this is actually a part of the algorithm and it popped up. It's been probably 3 years since I watched anything on flat Earth. Some people get really mad when you bring up the subject flat Earth. Now, I'm not a flat earther by any means. I also don't know if I'm a heliocentric believer either, even though that's what we've been told. But what I do like to do is change my perspective on things and see things from a different set of eyes, some other story. It doesn't mean it's real or it's reality. It just means it's somebody else's truth or perspective on the world from their eyes. So this video is 2 hours and 12 minutes and 17 seconds. So, you know, I'm bored. Let's give it a click. Let's see what's going on here. Now, it was filmed, I think it was probably filmed 20 years ago. So the video quality is very grainy. You can't read the text and stuff and the whiteboard that he's writing on very well. But it did present some interesting audio. Now, I haven't gone and done any other research on this guy. I don't know if he's a cracker. He's delusional. He's on drugs. I'm not going to say any of those things. We all make our own opinion. It was definitely far-fetched. It was on the sci-fi side of reality in many ways. But it was entertaining, and I did watch the whole hour, 2 hours and 12 minutes and 17 seconds of it. But it did have me laying in bed last night thinking about it. And if what he talks about in this video is actually true, Jesus, my fucking anxiety is not going to be controllable ever again. He starts talking about, and this is where I found it kind of interesting, because he talks about the formation of the universe, the galaxies, civilizations. He talks about different areas. One of the big ones he talks about is the Andromeda area, and that the Andromedans are kind of a master race, and they have a galactic board of council, something like you might see in Star Trek or Star Wars. He talks a lot about this, but the one thing that this kind of is where this ties into the previous episode is during the great plague, a lot of the artists and their paintings and drawings of that time frame show a lot of spacecraft, ETs, or entities not of this planet or this world. And he explains to me, or to the viewer, it was interesting, that these Andromedans came here to clean off the planet from what we call the Greys, being shit disturbers in the universe. And he talks about how all these other 22 races, they're all very respectful to each other. There's kind of like an unspoken cultural guise, the way they're supposed to communicate. They don't all get along. You'd have to watch the whole video to get the whole thing. But he is right about that. That time period when our artists were doing paintings and sketching, there is a lot of ET involvement in those paintings. And you can just type that in on the Google machine and go have a look, and you'll find it to be true. He talks about them coming, or ever coming back to our planet to get rid of the Greys, because the Greys are kind of a leech on the solar system, galaxies, universes. Which may or may not be true. But we've all talked about, we've all heard about the Greys, Roswell, all these other things. And we've also gone through a time period right now where our technological advancements as an entity, human beings, has been unlike anything else in our time frame. Are they coming back? If he's right, or it's some truth to this? I don't know. But I do follow a lot of things from antiquity. The Sumerians, the Anunnaki, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Jewish nation, the Book of Enoch, and a lot of the stone scriptures from the ancient Sumerians talking about the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki, the Nibiru, or the planet Nibiru, I think that's how you say it. It leads me to believe that there might be some truth to what he's saying. As odd as that sounds, because I'm not a crack pipe or a crack pot or whatever, but it had me thinking. Like, what if? What if he's saying is true? I don't believe, and this is my personal belief, I don't believe that the humans on our planet Earth, or what he called Sol Terra 3, so our sun is called Sol, if you didn't know that, but that's the name of our sun, Sol, S-O-L. And we're a third rock from the sun, so we're Terra 3. That's part of our, whatever, astrological name or plane. But I kind of knew that from before. But if there is some truth to that, if the Anunnaki really did come here, they were in I guess, the Iranian area, in the Ethiopian area. I mean, that's kind of where modern man is, we are known to come from. It would be interesting. And maybe we need these fuckers to come back and clean this, do some ass kicking on this planet, get rid of some of these motherfuckers that are ruining it. Our oceans are very important to us, and yet we're destroying them, and our politicians are destroying them, and they're lying to us, and they're not doing anything to clean it up, and global warming, blah, blah, blah. We've heard it all. We can only do our little part ourselves as individuals, which makes a help, but corporations and government need to step up the game. He also talks about the dolphins and the whales and how smart they are. We know dolphins are smart. We're starting to understand that whales are actually quite intelligent too. And they actually come from the Andromeda region. they were transplanted here on Earth to sing songs. That's their job. That's what he says. I mean, you'd have to watch it to get the whole gist of it. But if it is true, and we're stuck in COVID, are we going to see a return? If what he says is true, and the paintings that we've seen from the Great Plague of a lot of extraterrestrial things, off-world beings, is true, is COVID the start of another reset for humanity? Because the ETs are coming back to straighten out the shit and clean the planet up. I don't know, but it had me thinking. I think it's quite interesting. And the odd thing is, this would normally give me anxiety. If they are real and they do come back here and do an ass kicking on the planet, I'm pretty sure my anxiety is going to be through the roof, as much many other people's will be. But I did find it interesting that he believes in what he's talking about. So from his perspective and view, it's true. And I believe in free speech. I believe we should all have the right to say what we think from our own truth, from our own point of view. I'm going to do a little bit more research on this Alex Collier. I'm a little bit curious whether he's a crackpot or not, whether he's telling the truth, he really has had visions from other human entities or not. I don't know. I'm not going to say yes or no, because I don't know. I don't know his truth. And if nothing else, it's a good sci-fi fairy tale and could give us some hope without raising our anxiety up. And I think probably why I'm doing this particular podcast about this particular subject is anxiety is everywhere. We all suffer from it. So if we can step away from the anxiety and take some fantasy that could be spun into an amazing way just for a few minutes for that anxiety to be gone, I think if he said what is true, we're all going to have a hell of a lot more anxiety in the near future. Or maybe he's a crackpot and it's just good entertainment, no more than watching Star Trek or Star Wars. And the one thing they did bring up, one of the questions asked by one of the journalists or people in the audience, how Star Trek had to protect the whales. And you have to, I don't remember which Star Trek movie it was, but I do remember it. And the whales were very much important in that story to protect them, to save the planet. And to kind of save the planet from non-Federation entities. It's been a long time since I watched that one. Is it fantasy or is it real? I know we need to protect our oceans and our dolphins and our whales. We don't need to lose them. The ecosystem on our oceans and our planet are too important. If we lose them, we may lose the battle as humans on this planet. It's just a food for thought. It's something that could be very lighthearted, entertainment, if not taken too seriously. It gives you a different perspective on things. But I like how it kind of ties into the COVID story, how we're locked down, stuck at home. It makes me wonder. They're spraying our skies at 60,000 feet with God knows what. We're all so busy crammed into our cell phones, we're not paying attention to what's going on in the heavens. But if you do sit down and pay attention, as a photographer and a videographer, I'm looking up in the sky all the time. What the hell are these planes doing up there? Those aren't contrails or chemtrails, because they stick around and form clouds to block your view of the blue sky out, which may be intentional to hide something that's going on up there that they don't want us to know about. Same reason why they get us all back to our home countries and lock us down. I don't know. Alex Collier, check him out. I'm not saying he's telling you the truth. It's definitely light entertainment. Don't let it be anything more than that. But it makes me curious, because I haven't seen a lot of truth lately. So a little bullshit on the internet to ease the time and the pain of being stuck at home. Whatever. Anyways, peace, love, and namaste.